下对我。
Regarding the actions of the U.S. immigration authorities affecting Indonesian citizens, specifically pointing out the lack of adherence to fair legal processes. Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Yudha Nugraha, made these statements on Thursday in Jakarta. He acknowledged Indonesia's respect for U.S. law enforcement efforts in enforcing immigration laws, but he expected that such enforcement should comply with established regulations and due process to ensure the protection of rights for Indonesian citizens. We express our concerns regarding the actions of U.S. immigration officers against Indonesian citizens that have not gone through the legal process. Among others, there are those whose visas are still valid and agree for without notification. In this case, of course, the Indonesian government respects the sovereignty of U.S. government to enforce its immigration laws. However, on the other hand, we also ask that the law enforcement process carried out by U.S. authorities continue to pay attention to due process of law in accordance with applicable laws in the U.S. to ensure that the rights of our Indonesian citizens are still fulfilled. Yudha Nugraha further noted that following the implementation of the U.S. deportation policy, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has proactively coordinated with several Indonesian diplomatic representatives in the United States. He said that 20 Indonesian citizens have been impacted by the new policy introduced by President Donald Trump, with 5 of them already deported back to Indonesia. Among those affected, 6 individuals are students. Yudha assured that the Indonesian government is committed to providing legal assistance to all affected citizens to ensure they receive their rights in accordance with established regulations.
Moving on to Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, who says Indonesia has been successful to be self-sufficient in rice and corn. Dora Padede has the detail.
Food is a priority program of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Since without food security and self-sufficiency, no country in the world can become a developed country. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, in his remarks at the 91st anniversary of the Ansar Youth Movement in Purwokerto, Central Java, Thursday. On the occasion, Zulkifli Hasan said that because food is so important, President Prabowo targeted Indonesia to be self-sufficient in food in 3 years. However, it turned out that at the end of April, Zulkifli stated that Indonesia had succeeded in being self-sufficient in rice and corn, because based on data from the Central Statistic Agency, Indonesia had a rice surplus of 3.5 million tons at the end of April.
According to Statistics Indonesia, at the end of April, we already had a rice surplus of 3.5 million tons. At the end of April, our production was at 13.9. We needed 10.4. There is data for that. So by the end of April, we already had a surplus of 3.5 million tons.
In addition to realizing self-sufficiency in rice and corn, Zulkifli Hasan said the government has also built a people's economy starting from the village. The government has formed an ecosystem that can drive our economic activities in rural areas called the Red and White Village Cooperative. According to him, the government will build 70 to 80,000 village cooperatives, which will handle all village economic activities, starting from 9 basic ingredients, fertilizers, clinics, pharmacies, and others. Dora Padede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Foreign Minister to attend BRICS Foreign Minister meeting in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Here is the detail by Andy Rondon.
2030. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono is scheduled to attend the ministerial meeting of BRICS member countries in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on 28 to 29 April 2025. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Royansa Sumirat, Thursday said that the meeting will be the first meeting of BRICS foreign ministers attended by Indonesia since it was officially elected as a member of BRICS on 6 January 2025. The meeting will discuss a number of issues, both global politics and security, to global governance reform. This meeting is planned to discuss global strategic issues, both global and regional political and security issues, then issues of global governance reform and the roles of the developing countries in the global south will also continue to be discussed in relation to the wishes of the BRICS countries who have long wanted to carry out more efforts to strengthen cooperation within the framework of multilateralism. And also the BRICS foreign ministerial meeting will be an important meeting to prepare various things that will be discussed or may become deliverables from the BRICS summit. Previously, Indonesia also attended the 2024 BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. In the meeting, which took theme strengthening multilateralism for fair global security and development, Indonesia voiced a message of peace and the importance of developing countries and the global south to unite.
Yang
I need to express my appreciation to the language agency, the entire ministry, and also the leadership during Mass Media's term for their efforts in promoting the Indonesian language, so that it has become an official language in UNESCO meetings. This is an achievement we should all be grateful for. It shows that the world has acknowledged Bahasa Indonesia. Of course, the challenge ahead is how we can use this language more as a language of science.
Furthermore, Abdullah emphasized the importance of writing scientific papers in proper and correct Indonesian language. He stated that this would strengthen Indonesian language's positions as a language for science, technology, and knowledge development. He also stressed that Indonesian language must continue to be encouraged as the main tool of communication and as the medium for the nation's intellectual growth. Well, listeners, that was the news, and here is the mantra titled Rise Self-Sufficiency, and Indonesia's Milestone of Independence, read by Anna Pridayakasi. This was a Indonesian Jakarta Week commentary, and today is on Rise Self-Sufficiency and Indonesia's Milestone of Independence. The world is currently facing various challenges, ranging from climate change, geopolitical conflicts, to the global food crisis. In the midst of this situation, Indonesia is actually presenting a good news. In April 2025, Indonesia declared that it had succeeded in achieving rice self-sufficiency. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, national rice production has reached 13.9 million tons, while the need is only 10.4 million tons. This means that there is a surplus of 3.5 million tons. This is not just a number, but proof that the country is able to stand on its own feet in meeting its most basic needs. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has placed food security as a national priority. As emphasized by the Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, there is no developed country without food independence. And today, Indonesia has proven that commitment, even faster than the 3-year target set. Moreover, the government has also succeeded in realizing corn self-sufficiency and is currently strengthening the foundation of the village economy through the establishment of the Red and White Village Cooperative. Tens of thousands of cooperatives will be present in remote areas of the country, becoming drivers of the local economy from basic necessities to health services. This is not just a technical achievement, this is a strategic leap towards a sovereign future. Rice self-sufficiency is a symbol of a strong vision, hard work, and policies that fight with the people. Indonesia has proven its ability to overcome global challenges and become an example for the world. That was commentary.
Europe, Pop Indonesia, broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33 to 5 kHz and 47.5 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, Discussion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Danawin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think there will be help. Finally, the performance in the still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then put under bridge accommodation, this is because we know that the government has a program for macro digitization, or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, amigo. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Danawin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
I'm ready. Information Language, solely on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C, 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 which can be used for Kita, Chocolate, Joanna. Let's continue. D, 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 which can be used for Danau, Dodo, Desa. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given themselves.
Indonesia.
Untuk kali ini.